Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannesnes, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the evening news for July 1st, 2024. Let's begin. Our first story tonight focuses on Germany, where an alarming number of Catholics have left the church. According to recent reports, approximately 400,000 Germans have quit the Catholic Church. This mass exodus comes amidst ongoing discussions between the Vatican and the German Synodal Way. The talks aim to address various issues within the church, including governance and pastoral care, but the rising number of departures signals significant dissatisfaction among the faithful. Church leaders are grappling with the reasons behind this trend and seeking ways to rebuild trust and engagement within the community. Next, we turn to the Vatican, where Pope Francis has announced the upcoming canonization of the martyrs of Damascus, along with three other individuals. The canonization ceremony is set to take place on October 20th. These martyrs, who sacrificed their lives for their faith, will be formally recognized as saints. This significant event underscores the Church's ongoing recognition of those who have shown extraordinary faith and dedication. The announcement has been met with great anticipation and reverence within the Catholic community. In a related story, Cardinal Dominique Mamberti has been appointed to announce Habemus Papam at the next conclave. Cardinal Mamberti, known for his diplomatic skills and deep theological knowledge, will have the honor of proclaiming the new pope to the world. This role is a critical part of the conclave's proceedings, marking the culmination of the election process. Cardinal Mamberti's selection reflects his esteemed position within the Vatican and his significant contributions to the Church. Switching gears to the United States, we have an interesting development related to the National Eucharistic Congress. The Congress has introduced a new initiative aimed at Catholic singles, promoting the idea of faith-based dating. This initiative encourages single Catholics to connect and build relationships grounded in shared faith and values. The organizers believe that fostering such connections can strengthen the community and provide a supportive environment for those seeking meaningful relationships. The response to this initiative has been overwhelmingly positive, highlighting the importance of community and faith in personal relationships. Lastly, we focus on Sudan, where the Catholic bishops have spoken out about the devastating impact of the ongoing conflict. The bishops describe the conflict as having torn apart the fabric of Sudanese society. They highlight the severe humanitarian crisis, including displacement, violence, and lack of essential services. The church is calling for urgent international intervention and support to address the needs of the affected population. The bishops emphasize the need for peace and reconciliation, urging all parties involved to work towards a resolution that restores stability and hope for the Sudanese people. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the morning news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all, and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed evening.